So I'll head this off before you get around to asking it, but Jason Pinkston, doctors determined, we found this week he has a blood clot, and so he's going to miss this week's game. We'll determine, you know, through the week if it's going to be an extended period of time, but he won't play this week, so that's why you haven't seen him. I'm sure somebody was going to ask me about that, and so I'll just head that off right now. So he's getting treatment, and so he won't be available this week.
Have you had a chance to talk to him?
Oh, yeah.
Have you found that out?
Yeah. I've talked to him. He's doing fine. I tend to go see him here.
Is he in the hospital?
Yeah.
Is that why he wasn't feeling well?
We determined this week that, you know, I don't know why, but that could have been part of it.
Can you tell us when he was hospitalized?
This week. Okay. All right, any questions?
That's something like that. Does he have to have a procedure?
We'll just have to see. What I'll tell you is he's being treated for a blood clot, okay. And he's going to miss this week. And as we go through next week, we'll determine if he's going to miss an extended period of time.
Greco
will play for him. And then, next man up. So then we'll have Cousins and Miller available.
How has Jason been playing this year?
Jason's been doing a good job. Yeah, he's been battling. And this is one of those things that happens, and you just hopeful that he can come back from it.
Coach, what does a guy like Greco bring to your offensive line?
Well, as a backup, you know, he's been a guy that can play center, can play guard as well as tackle. And in this case, he's going to play guard.
You've been confident all week about Trent is still look as good as or better even than it did earlier.
Yeah, no, he practiced throughout today. I mean, he practiced all the way through practice. So, I think he'll be there.
With something like that, is the biggest hurdle the pain or contact?
Yeah, I think when he gets in there and gets rolling, you know, a lot of things that tend to hurt until the adrenaline flows kind of go away. So he's cleared to play, and my assumption is that he'll be there Sunday.
Yeah, you had Joe Hayden was out, you kind of had a situation where you were looking at a lot of different cornerbacks, and kind of your secondary was in a state of flux. You have the same situation now with Massapon Benjamin coming back at wide receiver. Is that a little bit more settled as to who you want to use and when?
It's a little different situation. You have to play a specific number of defensive backs depending on what the defense puts on the field. And those positions are a little bit more defined. On offense, you can move guys around. You can play two tight ends, three tight ends. So it's a little different scenario there. But it's safe to say we've had a different lineup at receiver pretty much every week. And so we'll just try to use the guys that are out there and available, try to get them the football, and give them a chance to make plays.
Is Joe a little healthier this week? Because Dick Johnson is a little gassed at the end of that game.
Well, I shouldn't. It has nothing to do with health. Maybe it's just getting back in more tip-top playing shape. I think that's fair to say.
Pat, Indianapolis has been a kind of a Jekyll and Hyde type of club. I know they're going through a lot right now, but they're playing better at home than they do on the road. Is that something that you guys are kind of aware of, that when you're looking at the film and you're watching guys and in that, I mean, is that play at all a factor into any?
Well, we factor in when we go on the road to play. And, you know, most teams play a little bit better at home. And now we're aware of the fact that they play well at home. And they're going to be they're a strong opponent regardless of where we play them. So I think when you're a team that plays on the road, you got to develop the mentality that you'll play wherever, whenever, and do what you have to do to get a victory.
When you were scouting all these rookie quarterbacks, did Brandon rank right up with some of these other guys in terms of skill set, you know, Andrew Luck, RG3, Ryan Tannehill? Was he right in that mix with them?
Yeah, well, I mean, we obviously like Brandon a great deal, and that's why we picked him. And, you know, I think you can ask a bunch of different people, and they'll give you different answers as to how it was ranked. But, no, we're glad we have Brandon.
Hey, Pat, just a couple more things about Pinkston. Is he at a nearby hospital, or is he back? Do you have to go back home?
Yeah, he's in the hospital. He's here in town.
Okay. And, you know, we talked a lot in the summer about how he really kind of worked in the off season. He had an off season this year to work with and really kind of restructured his body and, you know,
was eating better and all kinds of things. Did you see that carry over for him early?
I think it helped his play. You know, I think anytime you do things in the off season to get your body in better condition, more powerful, and then, of course, stronger, you know, I think it helps you play our sport.
Talk about the dynamic of, you know, the Colts struggled against the run last week. Yeah. So you see that, I'm sure that means, well, let's try to run it, but they also know that, so they spent all week trying to stop it. Is that going to, that can...
Yeah, you factor that in when you play an opponent, what they're good at, or, you know, I think teams across the board can stop to run on an individual one-game basis extremely well. And then there's teams that, you know, if they're going to play you to throw the football, then they'll try to defend you. So those statistics from week to week, you know, you don't put too much into. You know, when you play a team, it's a one-game basis. And so we got to go in there and try to do what we think is best running and throwing and try to out-execute the opponent.
Yeah, what you went to... this week because of, you know, trying to avoid an outside situation with Joe Hayden?
I think they'll put Reggie everywhere. I think you're seeing him play, especially this season, more than the traditional spots he played all those years with Peyton. You'll find him inside, you find him outside. They move him around because they're trying to get him the football. So, you know, I don't know if it'll be to avoid the Joe Hayden matchup, but I think we can, you know, we'll see a lot of the same things we've seen for the first few weeks.
Pat, you said a blood clot in his chest, right?
He said blood clot.
Is it a chest?
He's just got a blood clot, yeah. Let's just leave it at that.
Pat, I know
you're... I appreciate you guys trying to get all the information you can, but let's just leave it at that.